This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Snow here and there, but hey, our hearts are warm, right, folks? This is winter. We're a hearty bunch. We can handle this. Not a problem. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I am Scott Hanna, the host of the program. If I said that about 20 times a day, I am Scott Hennon. I am Scott Hennon. Here's what I've done. Here are my accomplishments. Here's how great I am. How long would you listen to this program? You think we'd get 15 minutes a week out of you? This is why I find myself nothing short of ecstatic about the new beginning we are on the cusp of in the United States of America. I don't personally dislike Barack Obama. The person, if I look at the, you know, Barack Obama, the human being, no problem. But Barack Obama, the president, Barack Obama, the politician, he makes my skin crawl. Because, you know, he just is so wrapped up in telling you how great he is that it's like a, you know, I don't know, broom salesman that comes to the door or something, you know, that the, what was that broom company used to come to the door and always want to sell you stuff. It's just over and over and over again. I know, the broom's great. Yeah, got it. Okay, leave my house. Leave. Just go on vacation. Now, he won't leave. We know that. He'll be around, but he won't be the president of the United States. And I think the longer he's around as a former president telling us how great he is, which most former presidents don't do, I think his brand will continue to tarnish and be a little harmed. So I'm kind of happy about all that. I honestly didn't watch much of last night, and Rev, you're digging for the word we're looking for, right? I heard one word that I thought was worthy of repeating, so we'll share that with you when we find it. It was a very important word. I just had nothing short of a euphoric response when I heard it. I know a lot of the media is very enamored in telling you how popular President Obama is based on his approval rating. A question for you today. Why do you think that is? Why do you think a president who said himself, quote, this election is a referendum on my presidency? In other words, he was defeated along with Hillary Clinton in November. Why do you think someone in that position has the approval rating he does? What's that all about? I have a theory. I don't know if it's right or not. A theory and a thought on that, but I'd welcome yours as well today on the program. It's kind of what's on my mind, since folks are enamored with the 44th president of the United States and his farewell address last night. I did not watch a lot of it, but I just watched enough. I had to tune in to see just how much of a spectacle he was going to make this, and he did. Oh, he did. Yeah. For one, what was the size, do you think, of that presidential seal behind him? Do you think that was twice the size of the average billboard out there? Right? And then the way the whole thing was set up and all the theater sort of reminded me of the columns, remember, when he came out to accept the nomination in, was it Denver, the Democratic Convention back in 2008? Yeah. Yeah. So I was enamored with the fact that he, you know, just the guy loves himself. All right, let's just say it like it is. The guy loves himself. There's no doubt about it. And you know, there's people like that in this world. Some of them do very, very well, and I guess you'd have to argue this one did pretty well in getting elected and using his rhetorical tools to persuade a lot of folks about hey, vote for me. But what did he get done? What did he get done? What did he accomplish? Now, he was, again, last night telling you all the things he's accomplished, which tells me you didn't accomplish a lot because you have to tell me what you accomplished. And every one of them, I can groan and say, "Oh, give me a break." You want to take credit for that? It's sort of like saying, "There's more oil and gas production in the United States than at every time in the world because since 2008, it's grown." Yeah, not because of you. You made it all difficult. You made that job harder. The industry innovated, and it went up, and it happened on private land that you don't control. You tried to turn up the regulations on private land and make it more difficult, but so you can go through every one of them and find something like that. So I don't know. I don't get to, you know. I heard the most important word that I wanted to hear, and from there I was ecstatic. So there you go. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment because I want to know. I'm curious why you think he has the approval rating that he does. I'll share my thoughts as well, but I'm more interested in yours. We're going to talk to Craig Hedlund at the bottom of this hour from Montpelier. I always mess that up. It's Montpelier, North Dakota. And Craig is chair of finance and tax and is one of those workhorses I think, in the state legislature that's just always going there to get a job done. Farms by Montpelier, but he's a citizen legislator there to get a job done. So we'll talk with him about the early session and priorities. See what he thinks of the new proposal from Marvin Nelson to hike the minimum wage. Marvin must like this, the political thing. Ran for governor, now he wants to get his name back in the news by proposing things that A, have no chance, and B, are a really bad idea, and 3, are designed simply for Republicans to vote against it so people can run around and say, aren't they terrible? They wouldn't even vote for a minimum wage hike. It just is painful. The Democrats just need a new way so bad. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, and we're going to meet the folks from Williston Trinity Christian School today in our quest to get as many charities in front of you before Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day in North Dakota every single year, February 9th. So stay tuned for that coming up. Let's go to Jamestown. Andrew, what's on your mind? You're first up today on the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I would just like to entertain the idea that perhaps that I understand the topic is about his approval rating, but given our recent affair of misquotes and so forth and so on, especially with the last election and polls and all that kind of stuff, I would entertain the idea that why couldn't we contemplate the idea that perhaps this approval rating is a little skewed, given what happened in the election. I personally, myself, I'm actually in shock, Scott, because I'm actually in one time I'm in agreement with you. And I got to tell you, I've only lived through one eight-year term president, and that was Reagan. But I got to, well, I guess it was Clinton, too. But the fact of the matter is, this was probably the most unheralded administration as far as anything actually happened and amounted to much anything. And the only thing that I think that anybody could point to would be you got the terrorists.
You got Obama, you mean? I mean, I'm sorry, yeah. You got Osama? You got Osama? Osama,
yeah, right.
Bin Laden?
Yeah.
And he didn't, obviously. But, right. You know, you could say, well, then George Bush didn't get Saddam Hussein either. That's fine. I don't think either did. I think that was the men and women of the United States military and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on both, right? But so I don't like it when presidents run around and take credit for that, but they're going to. So let me see if I understand you. Number one, I think one of the things that has to be on the list on why is he this popular has to be, well, yeah, they said Hillary was going to win, too. So it's the same people asking the question and giving you the answer. You're suggesting that might be a flawed number, right?
Absolutely. I'm dumbfounded because I don't know what he did that was such something to be shouted about.
Same with me. I'm with you. And by the way, he said himself, this election is about me and my agenda and a referendum on me. And then he lost to Donald Trump. So it seems to me he would understand that, you know, he's done. That's why I think he's so shocked by the answer to that question that he lost, that he's now got to go say, no, here's what I did. Did you say you rarely agree with me or rarely disagree?
A lot of times, Scott, I find myself, I've said this before, but I'll say it again briefly. I oftentimes enjoy your programming because you encourage the conversation and you always are open to another view, even if you don't agree with it. And that's, I got to agree with you on this 100%, though. I think it was the most unprecedented, or uneventful administration in the last whatever.
Yeah. Did you vote for him, Andrew?
Sadly enough, I voted for him to begin with because I was excited for the first four, and then the second four I voted for him because I thought, well, let's give him four more because I thought maybe he would do something with his second four as far as his second administration. It went nowhere.
What did you want him to do badly that he didn't do? Where did he blow it?
I think you touched on it a couple of times over the period of time that I've been listening to you, Scott. You know, he didn't do much with the economy. Energy, he balked on a lot of things. Even renewable energy, I thought that he could have done more, and he didn't do much of anything. I mean, you know, a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there, but there was, and it goes right back to my original point. There was never that breakout, that wow, why, you know, I'll make it real quick. You know, George, at the end, he had, and God forbid me for even bringing this up, but 9/11, and he kind of rallied around that. And for a little while, his popularity went up. But as soon as that was over with,
It came back down to earth. Yep. And of course, when he was done, it was really low, mainly because of the financial crisis. Fascinating discussion. Andrew, thanks. Call again. Jen Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind? Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I do have one final ask of you as your president. The same thing I asked when you took a chance on me 8 years ago. I am asking you to believe, not in my ability to bring about change, but in yours. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. May God continue to bless the United States of America.
There's some serious applause in that. Obviously, a crowd that is, very, very enamored with the former president of the United States. The word I heard that I loved was final, because we're done. This was a farewell address. That's all I needed to hear. But I also think it's fair to say just the fact that he just got done giving that massively long speech in which we had to remind a bunch of people about how many accomplishments he had. And what does he say? Just believe in yourself and being able to bring about change. What happened? You promised the change. Obama was all about the change. That's how he knocked off Hillary. He was going to be the change, right? 8 years of the change. How many times are you going to promise change, not deliver it, and then say, hey, keep believing in it, bring about the change? And to the caller from Jamestown's point earlier on the economy, I mean, seriously, you're going to take credit for the, you could have said, my policy as president is to not touch the economy. We're going to do nothing with the economy. And you would have had better growth in the economy and better results in the economy than the guy got after 8 years. He made it worse with more regulation, more taxation. He made it worse. Spend a ridiculous amount of money to try and bring about all kinds of, activity. Didn't work. That's just 101. So you just keep saying, bring about change. To me, I get a kick out of that whole speech ends with, hey, believe in yourself. You can bring about change. You just told me again you failed. You told me again because we still need change. It's my take. I want yours, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Jim in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Jim? Are you there, Jim?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yes, go ahead.
Boy, I was listening to it, and then you put that little clip on Obama, I kind of almost threw up in my mouth. But anyway, I feel like a child on Christmas Day coming up Inauguration Day, because it's just like going to be getting a lot of little gifts of excitement from Trump. I'm so elated, I can't even explain it all. But I think the 58% approval rate of Obama comes from, you got to remember, Hillary took 2 million extra votes than Trump. So depending upon where they took all these polls from, you're always going to be able to favor the plus and minuses, just like that other guy said. So the 58% to me isn't even relevant. They can go to big cities and get so much more than in the rural areas where people still have some common sense left, and all the normal states in America. So I think that's why you're looking at that difference in approval rating.
Interesting take. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Here's a couple of calls that came in during the break. By the way, telephone number is 800-228-0550. Todd is off today, but you can text me in place of Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at 701-367-2054. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Grab a pen. I'll say those again in just a moment. Here's some calls that came in during the break.
Hey, Scott. Two quick comments for the day. Why is President Obama so popular as he's leaving office? You just said it. He's leaving office. Talk to you later, guy. Thanks.
All right, next one.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. And Obama being so popular, who's saying that? Is it the same lamestream media that said Hillary was going to win and everything? And she was so far ahead in the polls? Check the source of who said it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good points. I think, first of all, whether we trust these ratings or not is a very fair point given all the polling that went on. Number two, Obama's had his dips in his approval well below where it's at now. It's 55, by the way. I think it's 58 in Hawaii, big surprise, but 55 nationwide. And he is leaving office, people paying less attention to him. I think you, as a president, leave, focus more on the person and less sort of the policies. George W. Bush would have been an outlier there just because so much was going on with the economy that, everybody was there. But the latest poll had Trump at, I think, approval rating of 37%, Obama at 55. Don't you think some of this is about just, okay, I'm separating all the politics, all the noise, all the stuff you're for, and just saying the person? That he's likable enough, nice family, good people, I have a hard time separating what he stands for and how he operates from the person. But I'm talking about Joe, average citizen out there, hey, good enough guy. I've always said, this sounds like a racist comment, I don't know why, but I've always said the following. The best thing about Barack Obama is that he's black. The best thing about him is that he's black, right? I love the fact that you have, for the first time, a black president, younger guy, young family, the whole thing. That's all great. Unfortunately, where he came from, the whole Saul Alinsky thing, the whole Rules for Radicals, the Chicago crowd, the political machine he came out of, and how he operates, you know, he's never run or done anything. Was a community organizer, for crying out loud. That stuff outweighs the other stuff to me. But there's a lot of people that say, oh, he's black, so you have to love him. No, I'm not like that. I'm going to judge everybody on their character, on their results, on what they get done, regardless. Because to me, that's racist. You have to love him because he's black. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, my take, once yours, Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Here's the facts. As I see it, when Obama came in, the Dow was, what, at 7,500, and we were about to go upside down. He's leaving, and I'm going to take 2,000 off the Dow. It was 18,000 before Trump got voted in. So what's so bad here? And at the same time, if the Dow goes down to 12,000 for here, who am I going to blame that on?
Yeah, President's always going to get blamed for some of those things. But
well,
is your life determined by the stock market? Mine isn't. I mean, my happiness level doesn't rise and fall with the stock market.
My 401k does, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. But that just, you know, is, if you're looking at that, I want to know where that's going to be when I need it, not where it is today versus tomorrow versus, because I know if it started here and it ends there, it, you know, it's going to be within spitting distance of, you know, whatever. So
yeah,
I don't give him credit for the stock market. I really don't. I mean, if that's the case, then Donald Trump should be, look at the percentage gain just from him being elected.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm a market player, and odds are this isn't going to go to 25,000. It's probably going to go back to 14. So are we going to blame that on Trump? Or are you going to hang that on Obama's neck again?
Yeah, I don't blame or give credit for the stock market. I'm just saying I don't think it mirrors most people's lives is all I'm saying. Appreciate the take. Michelle in Columbus, give me yours.
Yeah, Obama and the Democrats have accomplished something with social services, and we're getting more prison space all of the time. So if you can't qualify for welfare, you'll get a warm cell to sleep in. We'll be due.
All right, Dan and Bismarck, give me your take.
Yeah, regarding the hearings in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, it was Jeff Sessions. Today it's Tillerson, and I think Jefferson is still going the one from yesterday is still going on as well. I think if you and I were in Washington, D.C. today, we tried to attend that hearing, I doubt that we'd be able to get in. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I think they're real limited in seats. Yeah, let me finish this.
Okay,
so
how
break,
is
Dan.
It?
Hang on, Dan. Hang on. Going to a break. Finish in a moment. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is the Trump nominee for Secretary of State. Remember the former Mobil Exxon CEO. And he is talking tough on Russia today. Here's a little bit of that and then more of Dan's points on these hearings before we go to Representative Craig Hedlund coming up here.
To a different course of action, to a different pathway. We need a strong deterrent in our hand. It's the old tenet of Teddy Roosevelt, walk softly, carry a big stick. Well, even in diplomacy, it is useful to have a stick that is in your hand so that whether you use it or not becomes part of that conversation.
He was using that in the context of Russia should be met with force. Very much Reagan-esque, right? Peace through strength. Dan, your point about the hearings was you can't get a seat, so pick up from there.
Have you asked Senator Hoeven next time he's on, how is it that if you and I can't get a seat in there, how is it that Code Pink is at every one of these rallies or every one of these hearings? They come in, they're dressed in their pink regalia, they're going to start causing problems, and they're going to be escorted out. So why let them in the first place? And how is it that they get a seat in the first place? The point I was making is, if you and I tried to get in there, I'm absolutely certain we would not get a seat in that hearing. So what is the process that's used to allow these people in? It blows my mind. I saw this morning, not there now. I'm not watching now. But this morning before the hearing, there they were in their pink regalia inside the hearing room. Why let them in? And how do they get those seats? Did someone arrange for those seats for them? Do they pay for them? What's the process for them getting in there? It's a disruptive thing. So any answer to that?
Well, I believe, it's been a while since I've been to a hearing, but I believe what they do is they have, the family members of Tillerson in this case, the staff and all that, each party members of the various representatives get some, but they reserve some for the general public. And the way you get in the seat is you get in line way early. Say there's 100 seats in the room. They reserve 25 for the general public. And, they open the door at 8 o'clock. The hearing starts at 10, and you've got to be in line, the night before or whatever. So I think that's how they do that. So I suppose they just, they just are there very early to get one of the limited seats to do it. So the only way to do it, I'm with you. If you know they're coming in and you know who they are, don't let them in because they're just going to be removed anyway. But I'll ask Congressman Cramer about that as far as the House side's concerned. And next time we talk with Senator Hoeven or maybe
all
one
right.
of our, one of our, maybe in one of our annual interviews with Senator Heitkamp, we could ask her too.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Little reference to the fact that she's a little less likely to come answer your questions here on What's on Your Mind than Congressman Cramer, who does it every week for an hour, and Senator Hoban, who does it regularly with us on the program as well. Manny, if you could check with Deborah, who's been waiting a while to ask a question about renewable energy, if that's a question maybe her state representative could answer, or one of the state representatives, we'll bring in our next guest, Craig Hedlund, who is here to talk about his priorities for the upcoming legislative session. Craig, how you doing? Nice to have you back.
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you for having me.
We are efforting answers and Q&A and conversations with a lot of legislative leaders to make sure we get you everything you need to know. And obviously it's early on, so things are just kind of getting rolling here, and a few pieces of legislation being introduced. And as they continue to get voted on and discussed, we'll be asking these folks to come in. I was telling folks earlier that your day job is is farming the land down there in Montpelier, right?
Well, that is correct. It's nice to have a little time away from the farm, believe me, but especially with these kind of weather conditions. But, yeah, there's always work to do, and, you know, things will wait for me to get there to do them.
Tell folks how long you've been in the legislature.
I was first elected. I served my first session in 2003.
And is there a particular issue that is most important to you? Obviously, when you're a legislator, you deal with a lot of issues. But did you come into the legislature wanting to affect change in any one particular area?
You know, Scott, as a person involved in agriculture, I was always interested in legislation that, you know, could help people that live out in rural areas. And you know, taxation is important to all of us. I ended up on a tax committee, and, you know, essentially my interest became heavily on the tax side of things. And, you know, here we are. Been on the tax committee now for 8 sessions.
Chair of the Finance and Tax Committee and also on the Agriculture Committee. Obviously, finance and taxation is going to be a busy place this particular session. You know, you've been there since 2003, watched for a while. What do you anticipate that the citizens, the voters of North Dakota are going to be noticing in the way of a difference this session, given the tight budget situation?
Well, as always, Scott, you know, property taxes seem to be the buzzword in tax. We have several bills that are currently in the draft stage, dealing with how property taxes are going to be levied. There's bills that are going to probably want to institute some type of caps on local political subdivisions. I personally have not signed on to those bills. We've had those types of bills every session, and it seems like every session we run into problems in correctly writing them and how they would effectively work for the local governments. But I have signed on to a couple of bills dealing with Renaissance zones, and I think one of the bills is going to allow the other political subdivisions within a Renaissance zone to have a say and to write a letter to the city indicating they do not favor the extension of the Renaissance zone. And I think that bill came about because of a situation in Bismarck that you're probably well aware of in the last year. Another bill dealing with Renaissance zones that I signed on to with Senator Cook is a bill that would not allow a Renaissance zone in a tax increment financing district to exist in the same place. So if there is an existing TIF district, that they would not be allowed in that area to be included in a Renaissance zone and vice versa.
Question from a member. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that seems to be, you know, something that a lot of citizens have discussed with me, and I think that it's an area that probably does need some cleanup. So that's why we're on the bills.
Got it. The listener asked me to ask you about angel funds and whether there is a way to maintain the success that have happened in angel funds, but with some tighter rules on those. Is that something you agree with?
Scott, I do agree with that. We had a bill. We had the hearing on Monday regarding angel funds, and there was an interim committee bill that was passed out of the Political Subdivisions Committee that we are working on, and it's a controversial bill. I'm not really in favor of the bill the way that it's come out. What the existing bill does is it gets rid of angel fund tax credits in the future, gives them a year to transition over to the seed capital tax credit, which is a little different. You know, it's still a venture capital investment credit. However, there's some different regulations. You know, during the interim, we did find a lot of abuse within at least one company of the angel fund tax credit. And so it does need a lot of cleanup. I've set up a subcommittee and I'm pushing the agenda towards, pushing the agenda towards, fixing the current, angel fund tax credit with more, regulation, more transparency, and, the way the tax credit would be earned is currently when you invest in an angel fund, you get the tax credit up front. A lot of us believe that you should get the tax credit when the investment from the fund is made. That's one of the other things we're working on. I don't think it has a lot of favor in committee, though, to be honest with you. There's some real concern with angel funds, and I know that's maybe not what your caller wants to hear.
Yeah, but it would seem to me that you want to keep it because it's a tool that other states have to get access to capital, which is difficult, right? And it seemed as though it was a little odd to me during the gubernatorial campaign that there was sort of a dust-up over angel funds because it looked as though it was being directed specifically at the current governor, who was a candidate for governor at the time and ultimately was involved in some angel funds. And that's fine. That happens. But then to say, well, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, certainly since the legislature approved angel funds, there's some merit to them. Now, if there's some things where they're not being done sort of as envisioned or intended with the legislation, fix that, but don't get rid of angel funds. And that sounds like that's where you're at, huh?
Well, that's where I'm at, but I can't say that for at least some of my committee members as of today. Now, that can all change. You know, we're working, we're digging into the issue, and we're trying to find ways that, you know, could appease the investors as well as the, you know, the members who sit here and vote.
Sure. What do you think will be the greatest accomplishment of this legislature? What to go to the big picture and not necessarily bill by bill, what will be the headline on this session when you're done?
I think the headline will be legislature is able to balance the budget, fund their priorities, and not raise taxes.
And
that's fully what we intend to do.
Yeah, and that's there's something to be said for that, right?
It presents a lot of challenges. You know, we're looking at some pretty deep holes right now, and you know that it's going to take some time to weed through all of it and see if we can fund some things differently, and hopefully we'll be able to achieve that.
Only about a half a minute left for your answer on this one. The property tax rebate, if you will, the way that's been set up to have the sort of the buy down of property taxes, does that need to change in your view?
Well, there is a bill, and I don't know that it's been introduced yet, but it was discussed during the interim to switch the funding of social programs to the state, and that money would come from the 12% tax credit. So that would essentially replace the 12%. I think that there's some support for that. I don't know how strong it is. But, you know, that would give us the permanent ability to walk away from property tax relief and make it permanent state funding.
Very interesting. Well, we'll have you back. Thanks for the overview. Looking forward to watching this session at work. Craig Hedlund joins us on the program, represents District 29 in North Dakota, Chair of the Finance and Tax, member of the Ag Committee. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Farmers, with today's low crop prices, your family can't afford for you to have the wrong farm and ranch policy. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. Call Mark at ND Estate Services 701-318-0908 to set up a free review. Or simply text Mark your declarations page 701-318-0908. Protect, preserve, and pass on with Mark 701-318-0908 or go online to ndestateservices.com.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
We are back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Your calls, questions, comments on any and everything. Welcome at 800-228-0550. We had a question on renewable energy from a listener, and Congressman Kramer's coming up. Talk Radio Town Hall, perfect time to ask that or anything else on your mind. And it's also a Wednesday Wheels kind of day on What's on Your Mind when we find a great set of wheels from Puckland Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Valley City, and take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. They have two stores, Bismarck, now a location in Valley City, and this week's featured vehicle is a 2010 GMC Sierra Crew Cab truck. It has the SLE package. So it's loaded up. About 125,000 miles on it. Remote start, four-wheel drive, cloth interior, power seats, windows, tilt, cruise, good tires. Guess, get a load of this. Here's the price on this. $16,227. I imagine that thing was in the neighborhood of 50 G's brand new, right? So 2010 GMC Sierra Crew Cab Truck SLE package, remote start included, four-wheel drive, power seats, windows, good tires, 16.2. Hop online, check it out at PuckettValleyCity.com or stop by and see it for yourself. On sale today. And if you tell them, hey, Scott sent you, you get that price, $16,227. Always worth the drive to see the huge selection of new and mint condition used vehicles at Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC. Where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. And they do. 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City. Bismarck 2 and online at Pucklett.com and PucklettValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklett. All right, friends. Busy program today. A lot going on. Always enjoy that. We're going to talk a little bit about Giving Hearts Day. Do you yet have the 9th of February circled on your calendar? Do that for me. And then in the meantime, let's start thinking about different entities, different organizations, different charities that we want to help. And we're going to introduce you to another one today. Wade Nelson is here from Williston Trinity Christian School in Williston. Hello, Wade. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Fantastic. Well, one of the great things that happens on Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day of the year, co-hosted by Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, and the Alex Stern Family Foundation, is that it isn't just a day of giving, but it's about helping folks like the Trinity Christian School and others as well, and about helping them become exceptional charities. So it's not just about the giving, it's helping them as well. So you go to givingheartsday.org, find a charity to love, to donate, to volunteer, and you'll probably find more than one. And givingheartsday.org is the place. And one of those you'll find is the Williston Trinity Christian School. First of all, what's the school? What are you doing? What are you most proud of that's happening at Williston Trinity Christian School, Wade?
Well, you know, we've got a phenomenal staff here at the school, and we pride ourselves on being a Christian learning center. We're discipling young people, and we have an emphasis on growth, both spiritually, academically, and physically. And we're trying to help build families and then partner with the local churches. So, you know, a spirit of unity for our community to help one another. So that's great. As far as the academic side, our vice principal is a phenomenal young woman. And she brought in this summer, we did a math camp that was open to our whole community at free of charge. And kids came every day and did math in fun ways. And it was amazing to see kids leaving the day, going to see their parents, and kids just showing out to their parents with excitement. I just love math. And it's a little different than what people are used to hearing. And in addition to that, we added a math enhancement. So our young people have extra time at math. We just want to make sure that we're competitive in the math and sciences, not only preparing our kids for college, but allowing them to be competitive in the math and sciences. And so we really have a great focus on that. And we're doing a good job, and the test scores are showing we're doing a good job on that. And one of the things our grade point scale, our grading scale is higher than others. It's 94 and up for an A, and even with that, our 7th through 12th graders, almost 70% of our students have a 3.0 or higher. So we're really reaching them, and it's a pleasure to be serving in this manner.
And, of course, the first part of what you talked about, you know, that matches up with those academics is the Christian Learning Center puts you in a position where you don't receive the funding that other schools do for specifically that reason, right? I mean, you simply don't have the ability to access some of those public funds that would be there because of the Christian element of this. So what do you need? What are your immediate needs right now at the school?
Well, you know, that's it. We don't get any state or federal funding, and then – you know, it costs a certain amount to actually educate per student, but we only charge the families about 60% of that is their tuition fees. And then we do fundraising. We do like three major fundraising throughout the year. And then we partner with businesses and churches and different people. And of course, being a part of this event, last year was our first year, and it was a tremendous success, and we're really excited about it this year. But in addition to just normal everyday expenses to pay our teachers and stuff, we did get a new gym floor, and it's gorgeous. Our gym is gorgeous. And we need a protective covering for that because we have other events in there, and so we'd like to put down the commercial carpet covering for those events. And then our playground right now is a little substandard. It's not where we'd like it to be. So we are hoping to do that this spring.
There's a good thing where folks, there's a good list of things that folks there from you, Wade, can help with ultimately, and that's why Giving Hearts Day is going to be so important. Find out more at givingheartsday.org, and guess what? A third of the donors on average on Giving Hearts Day are brand new donors, so a lot of good happens on this day, February 9th. Williston Trinity Christian Schools, Wade Nelson. Thanks, Wade.
Serving the Northern Plains.
Thank you very much.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hannon here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.